From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Now, Netflix, so the ads and the streaming and the numbers, what do we make of it all?
Oh, pretty good, actually. Listen, the market liked it as well. Shares up 11% on Friday, so they're record highs, actually. So they beat at the top lines, beat at the bottom line. I guess you tend to look at subscriber numbers, and 5.1 million subscribers during the quarter. That was more than 4.5 million expected, and they got your paid memberships up to 283 million. So, yeah, it wasn't that long ago they were struggling, if you think back a couple of years. But, yeah, the crackdown on password sharing, that's been successful. Yeah, the creation of an ad tier, that looks to have been a bit of a masterstroke. So, you know, people are prepared to put up ads and pay a little bit less. So the numbers there up 35%. And I noticed an interesting thing as well, that where they've got the ad tier, it's accounted for more than 50% of sign-ups in the countries where it's available. So no surprise they're rolling those out. Revenue's up 15%, $9.8 billion. Net income up 40%, $2.4 billion. And they reckon they'll get full-year revenue for 2025 between $43 and $44 billion, so that's not too bad. It just shows you as well, you know, like, there's plenty of options available, isn't there, other than sport, but, you know, highly competitive business streaming. The results have just reinforced that Netflix remains one of the kings of content. When you look at it together with YouTube, they account for around half of all streaming TV watch time in the US. Speaking of sports, they're also pushing into live events here as well. And would you believe it? They're going to show a boxing match involving Mike Tyson. I think he's in his late 50s. Yep. And a couple of NFL games on Christmas Day. So they appear to be doing a lot of things right, and that's being appreciated by shareholders. Stock up 60% year to date.
And what about Biden and his debt? I mean, these are eye-watering numbers, aren't they?
Big numbers. So this is the let's look first at the budget deficit. So that topped $1.8 trillion in fiscal 2024, so that's to the end of September. That's up more than 8% from the previous year, rose by $138 billion. The only time they've seen a bigger deficit was when they were spending trillions in response to the pandemic in 2020 and 21. It also came despite record receipts of $4.9 trillion. US government debt, Mike, that's an eye-watering $35.7 trillion. So that's up $2.3 trillion. And then when you think about it with where interest rates are, that's an aggregating factor. So the interest bill has topped $1 trillion a year for the first time. It's $1.16 trillion. So the US is actually spending more on interest than anything else, with the exception of Social Security and healthcare. But hey, at least interest rates are coming down. If you look at the share of the total US economy, deficit's running above 6%. That's above the historical average of 3.7% over the last 50 years. And the Congressional Budget Office, they actually expect the deficit to keep rising, and they reckon it'll hit $2.8 trillion by 2034. And just quickly on the debt side, they expect it to rise from the current level of near 100% of the GDP, so 100% of the economy, to 122% in 2034. So I guess that makes New Zealand's 44% look rather good.
Yeah, I guess it does. China, is it good or is it not good? Have we got light or not?
Hey, we've got some good news here, so let's sort of take that. So third quarter GDP, remember they've got a target of 5% annually for this year, and there's a lot of scepticism around that. So they hit 4.6, so it's the slowest rate of growth since early 2023, so that's not so good, but it was above the 4.5% expected. Looked quite good on a quarterly basis, 0.9%. So it should provide some confidence that they can get close to that target. And let's remember as well, they've rolled out a lot of stimulus measures, or they're planning to improve confidence, cutting the amount of cash that banks need to have on hand. Although the property market, Mike, that certainly needs a boost. So you look at new home prices in China and the 70 major cities, that fell nearly 6%. It's the 15th straight month of declines in September. It's the steepest since May 2015. And if you've got an existing home, that's even worse. So those prices are down nearly 11%. And given 70% of Chinese household wealth is in the property sector, it's pretty important. There's some other encouraging news. So retail sales up 3.2%, industrial production up 5.4%. That was better than forecast. The unemployment rate, that also dipped to 5.1%. So that's all pretty encouraging. Obviously, world's second largest economy, our biggest trade customer, and also trying to support, get the equity market going as well. Their mics on Friday, they've kicked off two funding schemes that's going to inject as much as 800 billion yuan into the stock market. So yeah, investors like that news. CSI 300 in China and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong, they both jumped 3.6% on Friday.
Give me some numbers.
Hey, so we've got record highs yet again. Seems to be a continuing theme for the Dow. That was up 36 points, 43,275. S&P 500, a record as well, up 0.4%, 5,864. NASDAQ up 0.6%. FTSE 300 down 0.3%. Nikkei up 0.2%. ASX 200 down 0.9%. NZ 50, we're up 0.4%, 12,823. Talking of records, gold, that's a record as well, up $28, 2721 an ounce. Oil down $1.45. 69 spot 22 in the currencies. Kiwi against the US, 60 spot 7. up slightly, $1.906, pretty flat. We're down against sterling, 46.5 there. This week, Mike, lots on. We've got results from Tesla, we've got Coca-Cola, we've got Amazon. Hey, it's a big week for IPOs as well. India's got their biggest IPO ever, $3.3 billion, Hyundai Motor India. And we've also got Tokyo's Metro Subway System. That's also a pretty big deal in Japan, so it's $2.3 billion. Locally, we've got credit card spending, consumer confidence, lots of AGMs, 13 in fact, including EBOS, Freightways, and yes, Fletcher Building.
And you're on all week, so we look forward to it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.